Welcome to Lockdown Trivia. I'm Dalton McGee, and I'll be your host for this trivia podcast game. Playing with their own expert categories, players will try to unlock their brain one key at a time, but will they unlock it all? New episodes of Lockdown Trivia will come out every Wednesday morning, so check back each week for some more fun. If you'd like to play your own game of Lockdown Trivia, follow the link in the description of each episode to sign up. You'll need four expert categories and a favorite music genre. Stick around at the conclusion of each game for some bonus questions and for a commentary on the writing of the questions of that episode. While there's a lot to learn from playing trivia, there's perhaps more to learn from researching and writing it. Our guest this week is Sheldon Lewis from Rochester, New York. His expert categories are the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the Villainous Board Game, Persona 5 Royal, and the 8-Bit Big Band. Here's how Lockdown Trivia works. Players see a board in front of them with four categories and five questions of increasing difficulty in each category. The first question in each category is unlocked, but the subsequent questions require one, two, three, and four keys respectively to open. Players earn keys by answering consecutive questions correctly. If a player misses a question, I will take all of their keys. Players can only open questions for which they have a sufficient number of keys. If the player is in a pinch, they have five bonus questions available to them that cannot break a streak or hurt them, but will give them an extra key each if they answer them correctly. A perfect score in Lockdown Trivia is 25 points. Where would you like to begin your Lockdown Trivia game?
Honored to be here. I think I have to start where I'm scared, and so I'm going to start with Unlocked MCU.
All right. I want to tell you that we're celebrating the occasion by me wearing my Jeff shirt. The back has every voice line he says in Marvel Rivals on it, and all of them are degenerate. Here's your unlocked MCU movies question. Disney famously let the writers keep all the jokes they wrote, except one, from what third in the series rated R movie?
Third in the series rated R, probably going to be Deadpool and Wolverine.
That is correct. The mouse is a good sport, but not that good a sport.
Not that good, no.
Sheldon, you have one key. Where would you like to go with it?
Let's hop over to our MCU one key question.
Here it comes. Before we ever met the Avengers as a team on screen, four of them had their own standalone movies. Name them.
Oh, dear God. Okay. So easy ones are Iron Man, Captain America, and the Incredible Hulk, and Thor.
There you go. They were all easy. Yeah. All right, Sheldon, you have answered your first two questions of the game correctly. Where to next?
MCU 2-key.
Let's keep it rolling. Here's your question. Luke Skywalker isn't the only Disney protagonist with daddy issues, because the titular character of what 2021 MCU film also found his dad trying to kill him? All over a green pendant.
Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings.
That is correct, yes. Three keys in your pocket. They're starting to jingle. Where to next?
MCU 3-key.
Let's see how it treats us. Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness connected another Marvel movie to the MCU when what actor was the last to join the rest of the Illuminati on screen?
You said what actor, correct?
Correct.
That would be Sir Patrick Stewart.
Sir Patrick Stewart. In my life, better known as Captain Jean-Luc Picard, but I suppose we'll accept Professor X. That is correct. And your first four are going well. Would you like to finish the category?
I would.
All right, here it comes. While everyone held their breaths between Infinity War and Endgame, three other titular characters appeared in movies. Name them.
Oh, dear God, all three. Okay, Black Widow's the easy one, I think. That was before Endgame? I think it's before Endgame. Ms. Marvel, I think, definitely was before Endgame, because it was hinted at. So I'll stick with those two for now, Black Widow and Ms. Marvel, Not Ms. Marvel, Captain Marvel. Let me correct myself on that one, because Ms. Marvel was the TV show. And that's Kamala Khan. Black Widow, Captain Marvel, dear golly. I should have studied the break. I should have. And said, you said these were solo titled movies, correct?
I said they are three titular characters appeared in movies.
Okay.
Between the two.
Ooh. Black Widow, Captain Marvel, and Spider-Man.
Is that your final answer?
That's what I'm going to lock in.
Unfortunately, Sheldon, I'm going to have to take your keys for the first time. And this is a tricky question because although there are three titular characters, there were only two movies. This is Captain Marvel, Ant-Man
and the Wasp, isn't it?
Yes.
Now that you say there were only two, I'm like, oh.
That is why it was the four key question. I excluded that detail.
That's really good.
Well, you did very well in the MCU category. Sans a really tough question at the very end. So you have plenty of places to play, Sheldon. Where are we going to go next?
You definitely got me there. Let's start off with villainous then.
I'm excited about this. In this category, this is a general knowledge Disney category where every correct answer is one of the playable characters in the villainous board game. All right? Unlocked question. Voiced by Ken Page in the 1993 movie, what villain with a rhyming name was the only instance of a villainous expansion releasing exactly one new character?
That was Filled with Fright, which starred Oogie Boogie.
Oogie Boogie is correct. You have one key from villainous. Where to next?
And what's funny, too, is that's the only expansion I don't have because I was like, I'm not paying $10 for a single case. It's not happening. Let's do villainous one key.
I think I see a strategy forming. Here is your one key question. Glenn Close and Emma Stone have both portrayed what wealthy heiress in live action films, though the original book actually tells us she is heavily in debt.
Cruella de Vil.
Yes, the best theme song of any Disney villain, in my opinion. And two keys are in your pocket. Will we continue?
Let's keep going. Yep, villainous two.
All right. Voiced by James Woods in the 1997 movie, what villain is traditionally depicted with his helm of invisibility and a bident?
This is one of my partner's favorites, because the whole scream of like, I'm fine. That's Hades.
Yeah, this is definitely Hades. You are correct. Are we going to continue in the category?
Yes, we are.
All right. Here's your three key villainous question. Voiced by Jim Cummings since 1992, the oldest continuous Disney character is what villain who is actually a cat despite his appearance?
You know, I never think he looks like a cat. That's really weird. Is this Pete?
It is Pete, yes. Four keys in your pocket. Would you like to finish the category?
I would.
Let's see what that four key question has in turn this time for us. Voiced by Idris Elba in the 2016 movie, what villain's name comes from a combination of the name of an Afghan emperor and a title of distinction among the Turco-Mongol people?
Oh, I got worried there. Is this Shere Khan?
It is Shere Khan, yes. This four key question had nothing on you, and you have swept your villainous category. Congratulations.
That makes me feel a lot better because now I get to play the strategy that everybody says they're going to do but doesn't get to do. I would like codename Persona 5. Four keys.
In this category, this is a potpourri round where every correct answer is one of the code names in Persona 5. The flashcards may help you here. Here is your four key question. What multinational computer technology company took over the naming rights of the stadium the San Francisco Giants play in from AT&T in 2019?
Ooh, multinational giant. Oh, Futaba's is tough because sometimes she's Navi and sometimes she's Oracle. Oracle. It's Oracle.
It is Oracle. Yes. Oracle Park. You have plenty of keys to do whatever you want. Where to next?
Let's do 8-Bit Big Band. Four key question.
All right. So here's the deal. I can't play music on the podcast. Nor can I show pictures because it's great for you, but bad for listeners.
Yeah.
So here is a general video game knowledge round where every correct answer has been a game that the 8-Bit Big Band has played a song from on their albums.
Okay.
Okay. Basically, it's a video game round. Yep. Here's your four key question. Its main character appeared in the original Super Smash Brothers, But what 1994 video game is themed around an idiosyncratic portrayal of Americana and Western culture?
I know you're probably not going to be able to provide this information, but I will say... Oh, no. Portrayed in the original Super Smash Bros. Means that that limits it down to the one, which is Earthbound, which features Ness.
Earthbound is correct. Well done. And the four key questions are off the board. It only gets better from here. Where to next?
Three key codename persona.
Here is your question. What word is part of both a Hollywood crime drama style from the 1940s and 50s and the name of a dry, fruit-forward wine that originated in France?
That is noir.
And I am celebrating the occasion. We'll get to our National Blank water. Day in a little bit, but it sneaks in a couple times in this game. Noir is correct, of course. Where to next?
I will do 8-Bit Big Band 3.
Here's your video game question. Alex Thatch was the first player to score over 10 million points in what game? Not to be outdone by his own feat of beating two-time world champion Michael Arteaga at just 15 years old.
Because I'm trying to think. 10 million. So it's got to be a game where scores matter. I can't remember them ever doing, like, Pac-Man, though. Or a Donkey Kong, for that matter, but they might have. Game where scores matter. Oh, is it Tetris?
It is Tetris, yes. The sigh of relief that those listening can't see. Sheldon just leaned way back in his chair there.
Oh, it felt so good to be like, what's a game where a score matters?
Yes. You are rolling right now, and the questions get easier from here, so where to next?
Considering how much of that challenged me, let's do 8-Bit Big Band 2 key.
Alright, let's see what's behind that question. What second 3D game of the Super Mario franchise begins with Mario, Peach, Toadsworth, and five Toads starting their vacation?
Okay, this is Super Mario Sunshine.
It is, and it's my second favorite Mario game of all time. I just think this game understood the assignment.
It
did exactly what it should have done.
Oh, it very much did.
It's funny. This is where I'm going to shout out this category of 8-Bit Big Band. We couldn't play music on this podcast, but y'all need to look it up. If you like video games, look it up. If you like jazz Absolutely. Music, look it up. If you like both of it, how have you not listened to this yet? Because Absolutely. It is so good.
This is so for you. If you like jazz, if you like video game music, if you just like to imagine what video game music would sound like a different way, this is it.
You have more keys than I care to count. Where to next?
Let's go to Codename Persona 5 2 key.
Here is your question. What type of bird with the genus Corvus are considered among the most intelligent birds with the ability to learn from others, use tools, and solve complex problems?
That is Goro Akechi's code name, Crow.
Crow is correct, yeah. Where to next?
Let's do Codename 1 key.
Codename Persona 5, your one key question is this. What band that released their first album in 1973 was the subject of a biopic in 2018 and now tours with an American Idol finalist as its lead singer?
That's Queen.
Queen is correct, yes. Shout out to Adam Lambert.
Makoto Nijima.
Sheldon, you're rolling. I have nothing else to say. Where do you want to go next?
Let's remove our need for keys. Let's take the 8-Bit Big Band 1 key.
All right, no keys required from this point on. Here's your question. What 1990 game takes place in the year 2560, where multi-billionaires with lethargic lifestyles created a new form of entertainment based on Formula One races?
I mean, it sounds like it's probably, but I'm not always worried. But believe my gut. Is it F-Zero?
It is F-Zero. This is a one key question. No keys from here on out. And I would say it gets easier from here because no keys are required. But we all know what those bonus questions can do to us. And he's like, no.
Yeah,
so where to next?
Let's at least clear the category. So Codename Persona 5, unlocked.
Here's your unlocked question. First seen in the 1993 Nintendo video game, what character was flanked by his squad mates Peppy, Slippy, and Falco as they piloted our wings?
I had to not imitate Slippy there screaming. That's Fox.
It is Fox, yes. And if you main Fox in Melee, I am not your friend. Would you like to finish your expert categories next?
I would like to finish out 8-Bit Big Band.
Here is your question. Gourmet Race is an iconic piece of music with a driving bass line from what franchise that features a main character capable of inhaling quite a bit?
Do I have him here somewhere? I do. that is Kirby.
Kirby is correct. Sheldon, you have got 19 out of 20 of your expert category questions, so extremely well done. And really, that four key question MCU was a trap. It was a trap for sure.
It was a good trap, though. I liked it.
Where do you want to start your bonus questions?
Let's start off with my favorite category of all time, before and after.
It is also my favorite. You knew that. You're kissing ass.
Yeah. No. I'm not good at wordplay, but I love wordplay.
It's very satisfying. That's what I love about it. Here's your before and after clue. The 41st president of the United States plays baseball below professional standards, often acting amateurish, incompetent, or unsophisticated.
This is why it's funny, because you heard me say baseball, and then we had
I wrote this before you said that. I swear to God.
No, that's why it's so funny, because it's like, oh, crap.
I had to not break earlier when you were saying you found a baseball category and you got cooked. I was like, ooh. In my head, okay. I'm like, here we go.
Going backwards from 43 was Bush, 42 was Clinton, 41 was H.W. Bush. Yeah, because H.W. Bush to Clinton to Bush to Obama, and that's 44, I remember. So yeah, H.W. Bush, and he said playing baseball in comp. All I've got is George H.W. Bush. I cannot figure out the rest of it all. George H.W. Bushball League?
What is that your final answer?
Yeah, George H.W. Bushball League. I have no idea.
Sheldon, you are so close, and I wish I could give it to you, but I have to mark this wrong. You are playing like a jackass in baseball, they say it's Bush League.
Oh, it's just Bush League.
Yes, George H.W. Bush League is what the correct answer is to this one. You were so close.
Added an extra word and took myself out.
Yep. Unfortunately, that is true. Fortunately, you can keep playing. So where to next?
Okay. I've been worried about it this whole time. Nobody ever gets it right. I'm just choosing it. Let's go deep cuts.
All right. Sheldon's expert music genre that he submitted was soul music, which I was very happy to hear. So here are five songs from the first album of a soul artist. Now, because I'm being a little cheeky or otherwise non-specific, I will give you some extra context to this one. This artist did become a solo artist, but their first album is not just them.
Okay.
Here are the songs from the first album. More. Ebb Tide. All or Nothing. Who Can I Turn To? Try to Remember.
Try to remember is the cheekiest thing, too.
I'm glad you appreciated that.
You know, the worst part is, I was practicing a bunch of, like, soul artists. And I was like, let me see what'll stick. And this one just did not stick. So I've got to pick one. This doesn't feel like Destiny's Child. It doesn't feel like... But it could be her. I don't think I actually did a list for the Supremes. So it could be Diana Ross. Because I think I had a Diana Ross list on its own. And Supremes and Diana Ross definitely were soul. It's not someone I immediately remember. It could be Gladys Knight. But I think I had the Pips information and I don't think that was it. Don't think it's Jackson 5. I think their first album was actually sponsored by Diana Ross. It was like Diana Ross presents the Jackson 5. And theirs was a lot of cover material. Let's go with Diana Ross.
Diana Ross is an excellent guess, which is the worst thing you hate to hear when guessing a question on a trivia podcast. Yes. This is the woman that opened for the Obama's Women in Soul concert. Are you familiar with that concert? This is the queen, Patti LaBelle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If I would have said Over the Rainbow, you would have known exactly where to go there. But unfortunately, I skipped the first track on the album.
Oh, Miss Patty, forgive me.
Diana Ross is a close miss. Where would you like to go next?
Okay. Let's still stick with the challenge. Let's do Win in the World.
Your Win in the World clue. Here are three things that happened. You'll try to tell me what year they all occurred. The Marijuana Tax Act effectively criminalizes marijuana in the United States for the first time. The Golden Gate Bridge opens to the public. Amelia Earhart and Fred Noonan disappear over the Pacific Ocean.
First, I was thinking 60s, and then you said the Golden Gate, and I was like, oh, God, earlier than that. Oh, Earhart flying. Really ratcheted up the difficulty on this one. Let's see. Disappearing. Was that in the 20s? Was that in the 10s? Definitely early era. At a number that was screaming out to me, and the number is probably wrong. It's all my brain can settle on, no matter how much I try and hop around. So I'm just going to say 1934.
You are way closer than you expected to be. This is 1937.
Seven!
This was very shortly before World War II that all those things happened. Where would you like to start and end your game here?
I will go to National Blank Day.
Today is, as I have been celebrating all episode, as of recording, National Wine Day. Yes, it is. So here is your question. What term for a wine expert in restaurants actually originates from the Latin word sagma, which meant pack saddle or the load carried by a pack animal?
So my friend is actually one of these. Just got... took his class to be a level 3, which was very exciting, or got the certification to be a level 3, which is very exciting. This is a sommelier.
A sommelier is correct. And what I knew about you when looking you up, because I didn't know you yet, was that you had been on Jeopardy. And so here is a question paying homage to the late and great Alex Trebek. While Alex Trebek loved Will Ferrell's SNL impression of him, he remarked that what Schitt's Creek and American Pie actor did a Trebek better than anyone ever?
That would be Eugene Levy.
It would. And you have ended your game on a correct answer, Sheldon.
That feels good.
Yes, it does. And you finished with an extremely strong 21 points. 19 out of 20 in your expert categories. Tough bonus questions. You did very, very well.
It feels good. I wish that would have been all green there. I wish I would have at least tied, but getting close to the record feels great.
Fair enough. Sheldon, July 9th is your birthday, and I didn't know this when we were recording. So I guess I'm going to ask, one, what do you have coming up that you want to shout out? And also comment, happy birthday. We both had our episodes on our own birthdays.
That's really cool. it will have already happened by the time this is airing, but I am currently preparing for the 24-hour game show marathon, which is a wonderful charity event that happens every year in Philly. We will have streamed for 24 hours. By the time that this is airing, the videos will probably be starting to be uploaded on YouTube, and you might be able to catch them on Twitch. That's not the most important part. The most important part is donating. We are raising money for Child's Play. The funds are going to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Child's Play is a wonderful charity that helps kids feel normal in the hospital, which is really important when you're in this scary time getting medical treatments. So if you can spare anything, donate to Child's Play. Watch, if you didn't watch it at the time, watch us being silly and being crazy. That's what's really important to me. This is crazy that this is airing on my birthday.
I honestly, that was a perfect and happy coincidence. And, that makes us the first two people to have their episode air on their birthday. So there's that.
Great company to be in.
Sheldon, thanks for being here. You were a joy. You did very well in the categories that you said you would do well in. And so cheers to that. And, thanks for coming. And I expect to see a sign up for the future because,
you were good company. I got to beat this record. I got to go better.
Thanks again, Sheldon, for coming on. Sheldon had been on Jeopardy and on The Chase and now has been on Lockdown. And what an honor it was to have him on. And he was such a good time and such good company This episode was an exercise in taking the specific and making it have broad appeal. Those that read the categories coming up in the description of the episode or just heard the first couple minutes might have thought, oh, this is not an episode for me. But I really hope they did feel like they were in the game the whole time, taking things that you can backdoor specific knowledge but otherwise be a general knowledge or potpourri round was really what this episode was all about. Sheldon also thought that the Ant-Man and the Wasp and Captain Marvel question was very difficult, but also very fair, and I loved that. The wording of that to say three titular characters but not mention how many movies was a great trap. And I think every episode has one question in the expert categories, if not more. But generally one question that is the you've got to get this if you're going to get a perfect game. That's the challenge question. And in this case, it was that four-key MCU question. Otherwise, I think this was a very enjoyable game. I hope everyone felt like they were in it. If someone asks for trivia that is very, very specific, in this case, I used ChatGPT, I used Wikipedia. I just generally went out there and found out everything I could know about the topic and then used my own connections to make it potpourri and general knowledge round. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. Sheldon certainly did. He did very well, and I know he's going to be on a future episode of Lockdown Trivia. Our bonus question from this episode is from our 8-bit big band category, and it is this. Jump Up Superstar is a song sung by Pauline Endgame from what Super Mario video game that released in 2017, a rare instance of one of the game's songs having lyrics. While you're thinking of that, I want to thank Sheldon one more time for being on this episode. He was a joy, he is brilliant, and he did very well, and I want to invite you to join his company. Sign up for Lockdown with the link in the description of each episode. All you need are at least four expert categories and a favorite music genre. Season 2 is well underway, exciting things are coming. I can't wait for you to join the fun. The answer to your bonus question for this episode is Super Mario Odyssey. New episodes will come out every Wednesday morning, so check back each week for some more fun. I can't wait to continue to learn, continue to write, and continue to play, but most importantly, continue to unlock our brains one key at a time. I'm Dalton McGee, and I'll see you next week.
I don't know if you're going to want to air this, but this is something that's very funny for me, is I love how bad the voice lines are in this game, good and bad, and one of my favorite lines is, and I'm going to have to pull distant here because it's Toad, and Toad screams at the beginning looking at what the paint Mario, Shadow Mario has done. What's this icky paint my goat? It's moving! And it makes me laugh every time. It's so stupid.